The majestic building of Prague's National Museum, standing on top of Wenceslas Square, opened in 1891 to provide a dignified home for the institution, founded in 1818. What was a quiet, leafy area 100 years ago is now the busiest place in Prague. With congested motorways on both sides of the building and two metro lines crossing right underneath, the National Museum building is suffering considerably. In his office with a 19th century feel to it, if it weren't for the view of the steel and glass headquarters of Radio Free Europe just across the street, I spoke to the museum's director, Michal Lukeš.
Tak Národní muzeum je největší státní muzejní institucí vědeckého nebo vlastivědného typu.
The National Museum is the largest state museum institution and one of the oldest Czech scientific institutions. We collect objects related to the history of nature and humankind. We have 5 specialized institutes, including the second largest library in the Czech Republic, and we manage around 20 million objects, out of which only around 1% is on display. The rest serves for scientific research, such as our entomology, mycology and botanical collections.
The main building on Wenceslas Square houses the library and has large exhibition halls where you can see, for example, a stuffed elephant or a complete whale's skeleton. But some things have not changed since the building first opened.
Od toho roku 1891, kdy budova byla vlastně postavena a kdy se naši předci pochválili.
Since the building was erected in 1891, it has not been renovated, only damaged, by everyday wear and tear, but mainly in 2 attacks. In 1945, a few bombs were dropped on the building. They did not explode, but still damaged the buildings. And then in 1968, its facade was riddled with bullets, when the Soviet occupants probably mistook it for the Czechoslovak radio building. And finally, when a metro line was built underneath it, the structural integrity of the building was impaired, and the repairs are still only provisional.
Až po 10 letech to bylo nouzově opraveno, a to nouzové opravení je až do současnosti.
The building of the National Museum is also affected by pollution from the busy roads, and so are the exhibits, as there is no air conditioning. For a thorough renovation, some 4.5 billion crowns, which is some $180 million, would be necessary. The museum has been in talks with the government for several years, but the required funds have not been found. Meanwhile, the situation is becoming untenable, says director Michal Lukeš.
Fasáda nejenom že poškozená těmi střelami, v podstatě v havarním stavu.
The facade is damaged by bullets, but also peeling off. There are statues on the roof which will have to be removed, because parts falling off them could harm passers-by. All the wiring and plumbing is in terrible shape. We now have gas pipes no higher than the first floor, and the same with fire hydrants. They used to be everywhere, including the attic. But some 25 years ago, they stopped working, so we have to have fire extinguishers everywhere instead. Recently, we had a steam pipe burst, and the steam penetrated through holes and vents all the way to a book depository, and damaged books worth 100,000 crowns. And I could go on and on.
Depozitářů knih, což není milé, a byla tam škoda asi za 100 000, že takhle bych mohl po sebe pokračovat.
Michal Lukeš says he hopes the money will eventually be found, but still it would take some 3 to 4 years just to prepare the building for the restoration. Meanwhile, as Radio Free Europe is expected to move out of its premises just across the street, Michal Lukeš says the National Museum is very much interested in the 1970s steel and glass structure which used to house the Czechoslovak Federal Assembly.
To bez pochyby, ta budova, já o ní stojím ze 2 základních důvodů.
The building is a great location, and it would be great if we could connect these 2 buildings. When talks start on its future, the National Museum will definitely try to acquire the building from the Finance Ministry, either to rent or to buy.
Budovu od ministerstva financí buď do nějakého nájmu nebo do vlastnictví.